杂罐，
我杂罐。
Sean Kingston，JR。
Hey guys, what's up? You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody, your host for tonight's show, This Is Awkward. And I actually have a few guests with me, and they're very special and dear to my heart because they are my three bestest friends in the whole entire world. They came straight from Stockton to be live with us tonight. So you guys can say hi. We have Karina.
What's up?
Sam.
What's up, everybody?
And Jacob.
Hello.
And like, this show is about to be really good or really bad because we're going to be all over the place just cracking up. But just wanted to ask you guys how your day was and get a little life update from all three of you. No. Karina, do you want to start? No? They're a little nervous, you guys. Bear with us.
So, yeah, I'm a little nervous, just like Emma said. My day's going pretty good, though. I'm happy to be here. These are all my best friends, too, you know. And I think Jacob wants to tell us about his day. This guy got conned out of a lot of money today, so let's hear his story.
Yeah, Jacob, let's hear. What happened to you today?
Here's the story.
Because I know you guys were all late getting here, and I was very frustrated.
I know. So today, we all went to Men's Warehouse. I need to get a suit. And I honestly have never been suit shopping before, so I didn't know what I was doing. But then they had a promotion for a $600 suit for $200. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to get that deal. It's going to be a heck of tight. And so I get the suit. It's navy blue. I'm chilling. And then the lady that's helping me, she's like, she brings out a couple new shirts, a new pair of shoes, a couple ties, everything like that. And she's like, oh, it's buy one, get one half off. I'm like, okay, this is a deal. I'm like, I'm not gonna spend that much money.
You're gonna calm them out of some money, right?
Yeah. I was like, dang, they don't know what's going on. And so then, maybe like 20 minutes later, after a table full of clothes, she's like, okay, I have everything that I want. And I didn't even look at one single price tag, which is like my mistake. So she's, I'm at the register, and she's checking every single thing out. And it takes maybe 10 seconds, but it takes me 5 seconds to realize. $570 later, she just conned me out of so much money.
Wait, so you guys told me back at the room that she took off like $10?
Yeah, she's like, oh, I'm going to give you socks for free.
Oh, and so like that justifies the $500 and how much money?
$577.
Do you feel good?
No, I feel horrible. Yeah,
and
that's very
you true. Look good, though.
And 98 cents.
Yeah,
I can't forget about the
but
98
it's a,
cents.
It's a Joseph Abboud suit. And
wait, what does that even mean?
It's name brand.
Oh.
It's name brand.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Big guy over here.
Yeah, it's name brand.
Okay.
And on the inside of my suit jacket, it's blue camo.
That sounds so ugly, you guys. Like, when you told me that, I was like, you are so ratchet for that blue camo.
No, but it's like silky, and it's just overall great. Material suit, but it was just way too pricey for me. But I still got it though.
Yeah.
But I don't feel very good. So,
Karina sent me a snap during the whole thing. She's like, "Croc skin, buttercream, croc skin. Let's put a dead animal on you." Jamali. If you guys know the reference, please text me it. But if not, then you guys.
It's rush hour.
All right. Well, Karina gave it away. All right, so what about you, Samuel? What happened to you today?
Well, nothing really. It was just kind of funny watching my dude Jacob over here get conned out of a lot of money. I swear to God, that lady just racked up $400. Oh, I'm going to take some off. Takes off 10 and adds another 100. You got him there. That kind of made my day. But started off late, had a good breakfast.
Were you at Karina's?
I was. Spent the night over there. It was nice.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah, you miss home, Emma?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, Ezra says hi, by the way.
Were you sleeping in my bed?
I might have been.
Yeah, see, you shouldn't have told me that because that's my freaking
it
domain.
It may or may not get violent here in the radio.
I thought you were saying, like, in the room. I was like, okay, Sam, you need to take it down a couple notches. That is way too much.
As he said that, I was like,
your face, your eyes got super wide. For those of you who are wondering what we're talking about, Sam and Karina are dating each other, and it's like it's a recent thing, but honestly, it hasn't. It's been going on for a very long time. Just no one wanted to say anything.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're.
I could. The last time I was home, like the time before this past weekend, I guess I could just feel the vibes when we were us three, Sam, Karina, and I were at pizza. I felt like I was not third wheeling, but I was at a dinner with my two friends that were dating.
That's cold blooded.
No, no, I'm serious. It just like I could feel that something had changed, even though you guys didn't say anything. Like you guys didn't even tell each other.
We flat out deny it to ourselves, to our friends and family, everybody, you name it.
Nobody knew.
No, seriously, no one had any idea. And so like my coworker's wedding that I went to with Karina, she got, you know, wasted out of her mind because it was her 21st birthday. So I was like, ooh, you guys, I'm going to use this opportunity to dig a little deeper into this issue. And so I was like, hey, Karina, you know, I don't want you to get mad because I know everyone's been asking you. But like, tell me, like, do you see Sam as more than a best friend? And what did you say, Karina?
I said, oh my God, I don't know. Emma, why are you asking me these questions? And I got really nervous, but I told her. And she's the first person I told, pretty much.
Yeah, besides, and I was like
kind of my sister, but kind she of guessed sister? It.
Well, yeah, anyone could guess it.
Yeah. You know? Everybody guessed it.
No, because you could just feel it. You can tell when people, you know, are really into each other and they're around you. I don't know. Right, Jacob?
Yeah, I can totally feel that.
Yeah, make sure you speak into the mic, boy.
Well, okay, yeah. Hey, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know, because you can tell when something's really awkward, you know, like she who's not named was in the room. You could just get weird vibes from her. You can just feel it. I don't know. I don't know if you guys listening understand where I'm coming from, but, like, I thrive off of vibes, so definitely feeling something that weekend, so I just had to get to the bottom of it.
You know, I hate to be cheesy. Was that awkward, Emma? Was it awkward?
You know, it was only awkward because you chose to sit next to Karina instead of me, so I was literally looking at both of you as, like, this awkward couple that was denying their feelings for each other. And so I was like, wow, thanks, Sam. So you're going to leave me alone and make me feel like even more of a third wheel.
My bad, you know. I guess I don't really know how to explain it. I just kind of was doing my thing and like
I know you were just like know. You know, that's my girl on that table, on that side of the table, so I'm gonna sit next to my girl on that side of the table. Am I right?
You're exactly right.
Yeah, I know I'm right. I don't need to be told that, but thank you. did you enjoy the text I sent Jacob today? Or no, it was you actually. When I was like, hey, I'm probably going to talk about you two dating. And you're like, I figured.
Well,
you
were sassy about it. You're like, you're not that special.
I was like, you're not that special to me.
You told us earlier, like, it's going to be about friendship. So, and I was like, I know where this is going. So.
Yeah. I was like, Sam, you're not that special to be figuring I would talk about you. So, no, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I think it's great that you two are dating. It's definitely something to get used to, but I'm already used to it, surprisingly. Like, I see you two together, I'm just, like, smiling and just super happy for the two of you because, like, you guys are, like, my favorite people and you're coming together as, like, one team. So it's...
Aww. Come together. That's really cute.
I don't know.
There
you go. I was going to...
Oh, there you go. I'm almost at it, but
yeah, you know. I wasn't so sure. I didn't think you guys wanted to hear my voice.
Yeah, not really.
Okay, Jacob, shut up. Jacob, how do you feel about the situation? I know we've talked about Karina, or we've talked to Karina about this, but not Sam.
No, I fully support it because they were acting like a couple for about 2 months. But
dang, we're gonna throw us under the bus.
It's always used to it. But I always say if Sam deserves anyone, it's Karina. And if Karina deserves anyone, it's Sam.
No, seriously. So. Because, like, you have two people who would do anything for anyone. Like, anytime, anywhere, they will always be there, no matter what. They always put people before themselves. and they're super easygoing. Like, Jacob and I, seriously, we're, like, emotionally unstable sometimes.
That's not very true.
It is true. And Sam and Karina are definitely go with the flow, like, hey, you want to do this, like, 5 minutes before whatever it is. And
always
then,
late.
No, seriously. Okay, I don't think that's cute at all. They're the two of them and out of our friend group are the ones who are always late to everything. So, of course, they would find their way to each other somehow.
Late.
No, seriously. All we took is a few months. Like, over summer, I had to meet Sam for a very important conversation because I was pissed at him. And, you know, he showed up 20 minutes late.
I needed a car wash, and I told you that.
I'm more important than a stupid car wash.
I know, but...
You got a car wash?
It doesn't matter if you wash that car or not. It's still a piece of shit. No, I'm just kidding.
Your face, though, when you saw me was like, dude, I hate you, but I miss you so much.
No, I was like, this wouldn't be right if Sam wasn't late. That's what I was thinking.
You did miss me, though, and...
I think you missed us more.
I think I did, too.
Yeah, it's like kind of where you need us more than we need you type of thing.
So the clown starts and Jacob's nodding. What? Why?
Easy with the mic.
I always say, if you want Sam somewhere like at 6:30, tell him to be there at 6. Karina too. I always say,
I'm pretty sure I told you guys to be here like between 2 and 5, and you guys were like, oh yeah, we're gonna leave at 2:30. You guys got here at what, 6:15?
They told me they'd be 6:20? At my house at 12:30. They didn't get there until about 2 o'clock.
We were eating lunch, and it took us a little while.
Yeah, are you sure you were eating lunch, guys?
Yes.
It was pasta and some...
Is that code for something else?
No, it was leftovers that her mom had made the night before, and I swear to God
that's right. You've taken over my room. Now you're taking over my family. Okay, I get it, Sam. No big deal.
For those of you who, you know, don't know, me and Emma have this running beef with each other, and it is like, I feel it right now. She's just looking at me and she wants to kill me, but
no,
it's all good.
I don't want
to
kill him. I just want to, like, hurt him a lot. No, Sam is I'm always mad at Sam for something. It doesn't matter what he does. Everything he does pisses me off in some way or another.
But you wouldn't have it any other way. That's...
No, you're right.
Exactly.
And then Jacob over here is just annoying as hell. He'll text me super sweet messages like, good morning, Emma B. I hope you have a good day. And then I'm just like, you know what? Shut up. Like, I
just... And she doesn't even reply.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah, I feel bad. It's just, I don't know. I feel bad. I'm sorry. I apologize for not replying to your beautiful good morning texts, because any girl would be lucky to get those.
It's okay.
I'm sure Karina gets a lot of them from Sam. But I think it's adorable. It's adorable.
Yeah, I agree.
We're very excited for the Monterey Bay Aquarium, though. Like, he was telling me that you guys were going to get tickets.
Yeah, we still got to figure that out, but I really want to go.
Yeah.
Because I've been wanting to go to the aquarium.
I haven't been in, like, 7 years.
And then we could go to Benihana after.
Ooh, that fried rice, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we should talk about how we got to the Monterey Bay Aquarium ticket thing.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. You know what? We are actually, before we get into that, we are going to take our first break. So you guys are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody, and this is Awkward. Hey, what's my...
I just might be a black Bill Gates in the making. I just might be a black Bill Gates in the making. I want it, I dream it, I work hard, I grind. vacation. I say, okay, ladies, now let's get information. You know you that when you cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.
Hey guys, what's up? We're back from break. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody, and this is Awkward. So before we went on break, I was talking to my best friends about their day and yada yada, and we came to the topic of Monterey Bay Aquarium, and Jacob has two tickets for the Monterey Bay Aquarium, and he, you know, isn't taking this certain someone anymore because she did a certain something with someone else, and so he invited me, second option, but you know it's okay. He invited me, and so we're trying to get Sam and Karina to get two tickets so all four of us can go over Christmas break. And I just want you guys to hear the story behind this certain someone that Jacob was involved with. He does not want to talk about it. So, Sam, you're going to help us out tonight and put in your two cents, just like Captain Quality out there, if you're listening, which I know you are because, you know, I'm me and you're you. Sam?
All right. So before I get started, Jacob, is there anything you want to say to kind of save face? Like, this might suck. All right, so let's go back. Let's go back a few months, and me and Jacob, our coworkers, been best friends now for about a year. And I left. I'm no longer on that assignment, and so, you know, a few new people show up, and two of them are girls, one of them's a dude, and Jacob decides to go after one of the girls, and you know,
not the guy, you guys.
Not the guy. I thought for sure he was gonna try to do that, but you know, it's all good. But this guy hits me up one day, and he's like, "Hey, man, she's tight. I think I'm gonna try to make something happen." So naturally, I'm like, "Jacob, you're retarded. I mean, you
are literally stupid.
Literally, bro. Why?" You know, I don't understand. I can't even fathom why. What they tell us where I work now is to not shit in your own backyard, right?
Right. Don't crap where you eat, right?
Exactly. So what does this guy do?
He eats his crap.
Exactly.
He crapped where he
so, crapped. So he hits up this girl that he works with in the same area almost on a daily basis. And what do?
They go on a date.
They go on a couple dates, actually. Yeah. And then they hit it off, and then they hit. So there you go.
If you know what that means. This just got awkward. Hence the name. This is awkward.
There you go. So now here's where the little bit of a drama starts. She has this
ex.
Absolute. What's the word? Douchebag? No,
he's a scrote.
He's a scrote. Yeah. And that's our word for a scumbag, basically. He's just not a good dude. And
first of all, he's a weed head, okay? He smokes probably, like, I don't know.
A lot. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, children, say no to drugs and yes to tacos. That's, you know, my message. But anyway, so she starts going back and talking to this dude. And what do you know? They're back together as boyfriend and girlfriend after she's over here talking about, "Oh, Jacob, I love you, blah, blah, blah. You know, I want to be with you," you know, whatever. So he ends up getting played. And, and you know, this is over the course of a month or so, 2 months. And every time I talk to Jacob, what did I tell you, Jacob? Tell me what I told you.
Come on, Jacob.
That I'm going to get played.
And can you tell me what happened really quick?
I got played.
So...
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to your best friends, because they are very valuable things to have in your life now, because they will tell you things that you need to hear and need to listen to, because then you won't get played like
now,
Jacob.
You know what? We're talking about Jacob right now, but I got to admit, I was in the same boat. So I feel it, dude. But, you know.
Yeah, y'all are hella dumb. But I want to ask you something, Jacob. So give the mic to him.
Go ahead.
As it's like super screechy. Did she say I love you at all in that 2 months?
No.
Okay, so Sam, your words are false.
I'm sure you guys got the point, you know. But so what did she tell you? What kind of stuff was she telling you, Jacob?
She cared, you know, showed him that she cared for him.
But she didn't.
And, you know, from the beginning, I wanted to be happy for Jacob, because that's what best friends do. They support you no matter what dumb decision you make. And so I was like, okay, this could be good. You know, Jacob went on a few weird dates, you know. No, the people were weird. Like Maria.
Oh, buddy. Man. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about that one real quick.
No,
come on, tell that story.
It's nothing.
No, come on. Just.
It's nothing. So it's just another girl. We went on a date. We went to the movies.
Before the biatch that played you.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
The bird.
I call her Little Bird, and because she looks like a little bird, and honestly, I just want to shoot her down with my BB gun because she just makes me that mad. But anyway, a girl before Little Bird, her name's Maria, and Jacob went on a date with her.
Yeah, so we went to the movies. It was weird. Oh, honestly... Like, the first one when I saw her, I was, like, unattracted to her. But I went to the movie with her anyway to be a nice guy. It was all right. The movie was cool. And then, so we went back to Maria's house. Well, I didn't go inside of her house. I dropped her off. And then she kissed me, and it was honestly the weirdest kiss I've ever received.
Why?
She.
What made it so weird, Jacob?
She literally sucked my lips. And my lips were inside of her mouth. It was the most awkward thing.
Wait, question. Upper and bottom lip?
Correct, yeah.
Oh!
Wait, what? Wait, what?
Yeah. It was so unpleasant. I literally asked
Wait,
her,
top and bottom lip?
Yeah, like she was that
Wait,
wild.
At
like
the
she
same
didn't know
time?
How to kiss. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it was.
Wait, what did you ask her? You were saying
something. I was like, "Have you ever had a kiss before?" And she's like, "No." And I was like, "Yeah, I can pretty much tell."
Oh my God. You went from nice guy to complete doucher. the next second.
But she didn't take it like offensive in any way. She's like, "Oh, you're so funny." I was like, "I'm not kidding." And then I couldn't wait for that date to be over, and she finally left, and I've never talked to her again.
But yeah, she still hits you up and calls you and stuff.
Yeah, she calls me from a blocked number sometimes.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's stalker stuff. But okay, so with that being said, I want to talk about Little Bird again.
Okay.
Yeah, so so Jacob, you know, he goes on a few dates with her, and it seems to be going well, but she'll go on dates with Jacob, and then in snaps, Jacob will see that she's in, like, SF with her stupid, scroty ex-boyfriend, right?
Oh, shortcut, coincidence, his name is Jacob, too.
Oh, she has a thing for Jacobs. That right there, you should have just quit. But yeah, you saw that she was in SF, and that wasn't, like, the first time you saw her in other places, right?
Right.
With her ex.
Yeah.
And it made you, like, really mad.
Yeah, because she didn't tell me. She just told me she was going to the city with her friends and not him, and it was, like, only with him, so she never...
Yeah, so she completely lied to you. And yet you just, you know, kept sailing along down this long, windy river or ocean, whatever sailboats do, lake. And I want to fast forward a little bit to the tweets. She would tweet at Jacob while, you know, she would do her thing with her ex, do her thing with Jacob. And Jacob was too nice of a guy. You know, he just wanted to believe that things were going to get better, right?
Unfortunately.
And you know what? I got to interject real quick. Before all this started going bad, I really did think she was a nice girl for Jacob.
Yeah, Sam, you kept saying that. And I was like, I don't know. Karina and I both thought wrong.
So the first night you met her, mm-hmm. Karina, what did you think?
It was very awkward. I don't like usually judge people necessarily like off hanging out one time with them.
Yeah.
But sitting next to her, like, while Sam went to go get a drink or whatever, and we were watching Jacob's baseball game, it was really awkward. And then she made, like, a little comment when we were leaving, and I was just like, ooh, yeah, no, I don't like her.
So
yeah, no, I don't like her.
And Sam asked me, he goes, so what'd you think? And I was just like, I didn't say anything. He's like, oh, okay.
And that's when you know it's bad. So, but seriously, though, for the longest time, I was so sure that she was solid for this guy, and I was really trying to vouch for her and make excuses for her in my mind for the sake of my dude. But obviously, you know, and then I came into my senses and told you that you were gonna get played, and you did. So
yeah, so we were all right, and Jacob, you know, was just so into it. But like, it was, I forget what happened that made you call me. I'm sorry for the screechy mic, but Jacob calls me late at night, and he is out with his softball team. Where were you guys?
We were in Folsom.
Okay,
there. Softball tournament.
Yeah, it was like like you stayed the night, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So he calls me and he is so upset, you guys, and I'm cracking up. Like at first, I'm concerned, right, because he's my best friend and he's super, super upset. And I'm like, "What's wrong, Jacob? Like, tell me what's up." And so he goes on.
What I'm a little inebriated at the time.
Yeah, he was so wasted, you guys. Oh, my God. He's like, "I'm walking in a field and I'm wearing shorts and it's so cold out." And, like, it was the funniest conversation I've ever had with Jacob. And he was telling me how upset he was with Little Bird and how she was with her ex and all this stuff. And what else did you tell me?
I was just telling her like how upset I was, and I was like, "Man, I just want her to like me."
Yeah.
I was like, "I just want to be with her, you stupid little..."
Yeah, he said the B word a few times, like, "I just want to be with you, you stupid little B," and just, like, over and over again, and he's like, and then he turned to me, and he's like, "No girls like me, like, you won't even go on a date with me," and, like, all of this stuff.
That's another long story, but
there you go.
But anyway, like... What, Sam? What do you want to say?
I just want to clown you guys so bad right now, and I don't want to, because...
Say it, Sam.
No. I just...
Sam, go ahead. Okay, don't leave that dead air.
No, this is so funny, because there's, like, a history between Jacob and Emma. You know, this dude used to have a thing for her, and it's just hilarious, because...
Jacob does not want to be here right now.
Oh, he looks miserable, but this
this just turned into a Jacoby roast sesh.
Oh, man. I just can't sometimes because this guy will get so worked up and turn it around on Emma every time something goes wrong in his life. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's like something with school, work, whatever.
He'll always turn it back on me.
And it is just, I don't know, I think it's hilarious.
He's like, yeah, no girls want to be with me. You turned me down too, Emma. Just like going off on the stuff. And I was like, I love you, Jacob, so much. And he's just like, but you won't date me. And I'm like, you know, there's a time and a place for this. And it's just not our time right now. And so, like, I let him go. I was like, Jacoby, don't be upset. Like, go have fun with your teammates. And you'll feel better in the morning. And I'm pretty sure you texted me in the morning, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I feel a bit better, like, once I slept. But I think you're still kind of upset about it.
Yeah, I was still a little bit inebriated. Because it's a midnight madness tournament, so, like, our game times are super spread apart.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have a game until 7 a.m. the next morning. And so, like, I slept in the back of a truck. I was so cold, like, so upset. It was the worst night I've ever had. And I'm like, my phone's dead. So I'm just, like, literally sitting, like, in a truck, like, in my feels. I'm like, what is going on?
In my feels.
And then I charge my phone, and then I text Emma, and I'm just like, man. And then, like, we lose the softball game horribly. I'm like, it was not a good day.
It was not a good day. But fast forward a little bit more. And so I already dislike Little Bird at this point because she's just already screwing up and playing my best friend. And so I text Jacob and I'm like, I swear to God, if Little Bird tweets at me or if Little Bird's name pops up on my Twitter feed, I will at her. And Jacoby's like, oh no, like, don't do that. Like, this is gonna start so much drama, yada yada. And I was like, watch me. And he knew very well I was gonna do it, right?
Yeah, but I didn't take you very seriously, but okay. So I was sleeping, and I went to bed early because I had to work the next morning. And then I wake up at 6 o'clock the next morning to, like, probably 10 texts from Sam telling me to go on Twitter, check Twitter, like, it's a war. I'm like, what's going on?
It's a war.
So I check Twitter.
See, because I was out getting messed up that night, too. And
no, the first time. So the first time I tweeted at Little Bird, Jacoby, like, begged me to take it down. So I did before she was able to see it the next morning, right, or whatever. But the second time... Yeah, the second time is when what Sam is
talking
about.
So I'm out at a training in Dublin, and me and my friends are less, you know, not sober. And I'm on Twitter, and I see this. I see Emma and Alex going at it, or Little Bird.
Yeah. Oops. That's okay. Whatever. Her name's Alex.
Little Bird.
Yeah, Little Bird.
Going at it, and I'm just thinking, oh, my God, poor Jacob. Dude, he's going to have to wake up, and it's... I'm in and out of consciousness. You know, I keep texting him, hey, dude, wake up. Tell Emma to stop. Tell Alex to stop. It's going to get really bad. And it got kind of bad. And
it was honestly, Karina, do you want to?
It was really funny, actually. I was getting a kick out of it.
I was sending Karina potential tweets to tweet back at her.
And I was like, okay, come up with more responses and then get back to me. And I'll let you know.
And so she tweeted at Jacoby. And I made sure she was talking about my Jacob and not her ex-boyfriend, Scrody.
Because she called him Jacoby.
Yeah.
That
is our nickname for Jacob. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, girl, you're about to get, like, punched in the throat. And so she tweets, Jacoby is always so nice to me. Meh. And I tweeted at her, and I was like, yeah, and you don't even deserve it. And then she comes up. Friggin' comes at me sideways. His best friend since friggin' freshman year of high school comes at me sideways. Was like, LMAO, LMAO, get the F out of my mentions, haha, or something, with the crying laughing emoji. And it's like a running joke between all of us. And I tweeted at her and I was like, is it really that funny? Because I would tweet that at Sam all the time. You know, that's a long story. Maybe next show later on we'll get into that.
I'd be down with that.
Yeah. So I tweeted, is it really that funny? And she's like, your irrelevance is, or something. And I was like, oh God. I was like, how do I go about this to, like, shut her down, but not, I didn't want her ex coming on there and being like, yo, whoa, like, you little biatch, like, what the hell's happening? And I didn't want to throw Jacoby under the bus.
Meanwhile, I'm dying.
And so I was sending potential responses to Karina, and I sent one, and she's like, oh, yeah, do this. So I just, you know, I tweeted at her, and Jacoby was awake at that point, and he was texting me, like, please, like, stop, don't. And I was like, no, I'm already started. So I tweeted at her, and I was like, so she said, your irrelevance is pretty funny. And I said, apparently not, because you're talking to me with the smirky face emoji. And she never got back to me. So, I mean, it ended. That was good. And Jacob was happy because...
Semi-happy.
Semi-happy. But, yeah, she deserved it. And as I was tweeting these, I would think I was at work mm-hmm. when I was tweeting them or something. Or you were telling me all the drama at work, and I was I was so fired up. Oh, my God. I wanted to punch her. And so I was like, yep, Twitter fight. This is like high school all over again, but I'm going to call her out on this. I could have said something else, but whatever. But, Sam, you actually confronted her. Was it the next day?
Yeah, so I get back from the training, and I go back to the office, and I see her sitting there at the desk. And, you know, usually I try to be a nice guy, but I was pissed off because – I mean, like, honestly, we all have, like, not known each other that long, mm-hmm. but you, like, all of you mean so much to me, and for her to go at you sideways like that, I was pissed off. So I told her, and because there's my supervisors walking around in a nice way, you know, you give me a headache, but you guys all know what that means, you know, I hate you.
Yeah,
and I told her, basically, back off Emma, because, you know, you're never going to have the spot that she has.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in Jacob's life, but for any of us, you know, she's irreplaceable. Don't. I just clowned that dude, but
yeah,
no.
You were like, you give me a headache, like.
Yeah, you told her to F off, basically, mm-hmm. just because. I mean, really, don't come up in here.
I'm like, wow, Little Bird has some fight in her, like.
Especially she's like in the wrong. You know, you don't have a right to come at someone like Emma like that, who means so much to Jacob. If you really cared about this dude, you would have, you know, sat down, you know your place. But
she obviously didn't.
Little Bird, if you're listening, fly back to the nest, because nah.
It's not going to be waiting there for her, because, you know, no one likes her. So, but yeah, that's the story of Jacob. Jacob barely spoke in this, but I think it's so great because you just, I don't know. I'm sorry that happened to you, but you live and you learn, right?
Yeah.
But so Alyssa just texted me, and she said she wants to know why we call her Little Bird. And I think I mentioned it earlier just a little bit, but she legit looks like a bird.
She looks like a little bird.
Yeah, she's...
Like her features.
Yeah.
Her little small face. Her little small face.
Her beak
like
nose.
Like a pointed face, kind of. Like her nose is pointy. Like
tiny little mouth.
Yeah, she's got tiny little features and like a nose that looks like a beak. So like, that's really messed up, but that is why I thought she looked like a little bird. And Jacob, you know, thought she was the hottest thing on the block right nip pierced and whatever. So
okay.
Things just got awkward, you guys. But that is she's like, thank you, you're welcome, Alyssa. But that's the story behind Little Bird. And with that, we'll go to our second break. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody, and this is Awkward.
Just wanna dance. Oh, oh. Don't want to meet your daddy. Oh, oh. 2007. Ladies, I think it's time to switch roles. Trash, getting your cash like I'm fast, like I'm girl. You wanna act like it is. Security codes on everything, on my bracelet, phone don't ever ring. No account, and another one he don't know about. Wish we could switch up the roles, and I could be that. Tell you I love you, but when you call, I never get back. Would you ask them questions like me, like where you be at? 'Cause I'm out.
Hey guys, what's up? We're back from break. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody, and this is Awkward. So before we took a break, we were talking about basically Jacoby's little love life and his experience with a little bird that we call Alex. So
the little love life I have.
The little love life he has. No, it's okay. Like, you've had your fair share of dates. You're 20 years old. This is what it's about. Awkward situations being played, unfortunately. We've all been there. We've all been there. Right, Karina? Have you been played? You've just had your fair share of douches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least you got your prince at the end, right?
Well, even Sam's kind of a douche.
No. Okay, so I wanted, because I didn't really talk about this yet, but like our history as best friends, you know, how we became so close, because honestly I feel like the four of us are closer than most best friends. Could you say that? Could you agree?
Yeah.
Sam says yes, but he's not even on the mic. Jacob, could you actually speak?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so yeah, I wanted to, you know, talk about our history as friends. So, you know, we all went to, well, not we all, but Jacob, Crean, and I, we went to the same high school together. And Jacob was literally in my very first class freshman year.
He loved me instantly.
Actually, he's not lying. So it was A period English class.
English.
Okay, you know what?
English.
Stop. So it was A period English class, and I, you know, saw Jacob, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. And he's like nodding his head, like,
still am.
Stop. And I wrote in my diary that night, I was like, oh my gosh, Jacob is so cute. And then he started being all weird and like kind of a doucher. And so the next day, I think it was a week later, I wrote in my journal and I was like, yeah, I'm not really into Jacob anymore. He's kind of a jerk. So I'm moving on to Jordan or whatever. And so that ship sailed freshman year. I was like, he does not like me. But I still had a crush on him, like, all throughout freshman year. And we just got, like, we got close. Did we get each other's number freshman year?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we got each other's number because he probably wanted my homework or something, not to ask me on a date.
True.
Or something. Yeah. And so, before freshman year even started, we had eighth grade orientation, and that's where I met Karina. And my seventh grade teacher actually introduced Karina to me and a few of my other middle school friends, because my seventh grade teacher was Karina's neighbor, and so that's how she kind of knew.
And I didn't know anyone.
Yeah, Karina didn't know anyone, because you didn't want to go to the school we went to. You wanted to go to this public school. Because you were just a little rebel child and wanted to go against everything your parents told you. And, you know, that happened. And so we met Karina, my middle school friends and I met Karina. And I was like, oh, my God, she's so quiet. Like, she's really sweet, but she's quiet. And me, I think I was just trying to find my way, too. And so I would have lunch with these, like, random girls. And Karina was always at the table, too. And we didn't talk, though.
We didn't I remember this one specific time you came in. We were eating outside and you came over and you sat with us. And I was like, this girl's cool. She's not like, because other people in the group, I was just like, okay, I'm just sitting with these people. So I'm not like sitting alone at lunch because mm-hmm. I was not really friends with them. Like,
yeah,
I wasn't that cool with them. I just sat with them at lunch. And then Emma came over and sat and I was like, okay, this girl's cool. And I think we like,
because we were the more, we were the normal ones out of the group of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that's like,
honestly, though, because those girls were so bizarre. They were just, they, I don't know. I don't know what it is with anime fans, but they just have, they're like
were
in
they
another
anime
world.
Fans?
Yeah, because like Sarah Armstrong and all those people.
Okay, you sat, like, we sat in like two different groups, and then like one day for some reason we ended up sitting together.
Yeah.
But we still like, we talked that day, but after that it wasn't like,
yeah, we didn't really talk to each other. Yeah. And we didn't have a lot of classes with each other either.
I don't even remember having any.
But it was really sophomore year. And that's when we got really close, because sophomore year we had a formal, and my best friend at the time, Annabelle, they were getting a group together. Annabelle and Karina were actually closer at that time, right?
No. She had invited me to, remember,
her birthday party.
We had one class together and I sat by Annabelle and she invited me to her birthday party and I was like, I really don't want to go to this girl's birthday party. Like, I don't know her like that and I don't know anyone else, mm-hmm. but I still went.
Yeah. She still went and I went and it was cool. Like, Karina and I still didn't really talk to each other at that point. But like, that's where Karina and Annabelle kind of got to know each other. Mm-hmm. And then it was sophomore year formal and like you two were getting a group together to go and I wasn't planning on going because I didn't have a date, and Annabelle was like, no, we had our sophomore English class together, Annabelle, Karina, and I, and Annabelle was like, no, you have to go, like, we're gonna meet at Karina's house. And Karina like turns around, like she just appeared out of nowhere. Honestly, I didn't realize she was even in that class until that very moment. And she turns around, she's like, yeah, Emma, you have to go, like, come on. And I was like, okay, like, I'll go. And so Karina, we went to formal, and Karina went with her best friend since forever. Like, she invited her childhood best friend along. And so, like, Karina and her kind of stuck together in the group, and then it was Annabelle and I. But I still, that's kind of where it started. And then from there, we would, like, sleep over at Karina's house more and just, like, hang with each other at school, and it just blossomed.
And we hung out like every day. That. And that summer, we were literally together every day.
Yeah, we would go off campus for lunch every day. Like, Karina and Annabelle were at, what's it called? Like, community service or community involvement. And they would seriously speed back to the school and grab me so we could all go off campus. And it just blossomed into this beautiful relationship. And Jacob, you know, Jacob kind of disappeared for like weeks at a time and then reappear when, I don't know, whenever I was going through drama, Jacob was always there. He was always that shoulder that I cried on. And was it junior year? Junior year formal? No, it was senior year prom.
Senior year prom. I did not talk to Jacob through high school at all. I don't think I ever even said hi to him.
Yeah. Once. So the two of them really, you know, found each other senior year, because so I had my high school boyfriend and
what?
No, Brandon, you douche. You suck. Brandon. And so, like, I was going to prom with him and I was like, Karina, you're my best friend. Like, you need a date. Jacob wants to go. Like, I wanted everyone to be in our prom group. And so I was like, Jacob, ask Karina to prom. And I know Karina, she wasn't gonna go unless she got asked. Better ask me. So Jacob and I put together like a little scavenger hunt kind of thing, mm-hmm. and Annabelle was a part of it too. We tried getting Annabelle a date, but she's shallow as hell, so she didn't want
to. She said no to like two guys.
Yeah, she didn't want to go with anyone. Yeah. And so so it was just Annabelle, Jacob, Karina, me, and Brandon in our prom. Oh, and there was other people in that group.
Like, yeah, Kayla, there were other people.
Kayla,
but
David.
I was, like, completely oblivious the whole time. I was like, who is this person, like, leaving candy?
Yeah, she was
all
so
classes.
Confused.
I was like, who could it be?
It was me.
It was me. And they still have their prom picture up in Karina's house.
Yeah.
And, and she has, like, one curly hair on her forehead.
It looks like I have a widow's peak because my one hair is, like,
it was so great. No, yeah. And so after we graduated, of course, Karina, Annabelle, and I stayed best friends. And Jacob kind of did his own thing, you know. We didn't really talk for a whole year.
That's when I got a girlfriend.
Yeah, you had a...
She's a mistake as well.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we don't like her either. But he had a girlfriend, so he was, you know, very much into her, which happens when you're in a new relationship. And so he broke up with her, and Annabelle was the one to kind of reconnect all of us. And because she worked at this restaurant in this place called Lincoln Center, it's in our hometown, and it's just like a little shopping center, I guess, with restaurants and everything. So Jacob was on patrol with Sam, and Annabelle saw them and was like, oh my god, Jacob, I haven't seen you in forever. And then she met Sam and stuff, and that's because, like, Sam was Jacob's partner. Because, explain.
So Sam was through the cadet program of the sheriff's office. Sam was a cadet, and I got hired on, and we can go on patrol, and like we patrol Lincoln Center because there's crime and like break-ins and stuff like that. So we just drive our car around for the president so no one breaks into cars, but we always like to walk around, just don't sit in a car all day. And so we walk into restaurants and say, hi, we're here if you need any help. And I didn't know Annabelle was working, and so I saw her for the first time in a year, and I've never really liked Annabelle. But when I saw her after a year,
it was like nice, a familiar face.
Yeah.
Right.
And she didn't seem too annoying. Like, she was annoying in high school. But she seemed like she kind of matured, so I was like, okay, I'll give it a chance. And she fooled me, man. She fooled me completely.
You got played again.
I know. It's like a board game, I guess. I keep getting played, but.
Oh, man.
And then.
So that's where, like, Annabelle reconnected and brought, like, Sam and Jacob back into our lives,
exactly.
Basically.
Well, I was never in your lives before.
Yeah,
I
that's true.
I'm just this washed-up guy that showed up about a year ago. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Washed up.
Washed up. But yeah, so we reconnected with Jacob, and then we met Sam, and I thought Sam was cool. I thought he took his job way too seriously. He would like pull up his pants, like he, you know, friggin' owned the joint, basically. And he thought he was so cool walking into that restaurant.
I am so cool.
No, you're not that cool. You're not
leaving.
That special. Bye. So, yeah, and that was, I would say, January. Yeah, it was January. And, yeah, so we, yeah, okay, so even though we don't have much time, I just want to kind of talk about this, you know, whatever, if we go over. So Sam was really into Annabelle for whatever reason. And I think it was because, I told Sam this, I think it was because he had just broken up with his girlfriend. And Annabelle has a lot of the same qualities as his ex-girlfriend.
Pretty creepy, actually. And, I can't really explain it, but that sucked so bad.
Yeah.
Because, oh, I hate you. But, it was weird because, I don't want to... Rebound's not the word, but I guess that's kind of what it was.
She reminded you of your ex.
This is what I say. She had a lot of the same qualities as your ex, and so because your breakup was sort of fresh, you kind of latched on to the first thing that reminded you of that. Just kind of like a safety net, basically.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, and so, you know, Annabelle being probably the worst person I've ever met in my life, she... you know, strung Sam along, you know, she didn't want to.
And back to the whole thing about listening to your friends, everybody here
right now
is telling me, and this went on for months, I'm an idiot.
Before he even told Annabelle how he felt about her, he seriously asked every single one of us, hey, this is how I feel, should I tell her? And we all legit said, no, you should not, because we knew Annabelle more like better than you did, obviously. Oh, yeah. Like me knowing her for 14 years, you guys, I've known Annabelle since first grade. I told Sam, I was like, she's not going to be your girlfriend. She's not going to want it. She wants like this unrealistic person in her head. And like, she just, no one, she thinks no one is good enough for her.
There's one person, but we're not going to get
into that. Yeah, we're not going to get into that tonight. Maybe next show, you guys. But I just know, we knew how she was going to react to you sharing your feelings with her. And, you know, Sam didn't listen to us, and he did just that. What did Annabelle do, Sam?
Rejection.
And just like Jacob earlier, I got played. And, yeah, that sucked, you know, because I put way too much effort into all that.
Way too much.
And not only that, too, I really alienated a lot of the people that were close to me.
Yeah, and a lot.
That let's not. But yeah, you know,
no, there was a point. Karina and I just got so fed up with this whole Sam and Annabelle situation that, like, every time Annabelle would hang around, because we knew what she was doing, Sam let it happen, and we were just getting so frustrated. And every time Annabelle came around, the vibes we got were just awful, and so we wouldn't want to hang out with Annabelle ever. And she would tell Sam things and then lie to Karina and I about them. And so one day we were going to
the lake.
Yeah. And, you know, we found out that Annabelle lied to us once again about something. And so I was like, you know what, Karina, I'm done. Like, it's go time. Boys in one car, girls in the other, I'm driving. And so we were on our way to the grocery store, and it was Jacob, Sam, and Julian, yeah. Right?
Actually, I wasn't there. But I heard about it too.
Hey, this oh, guy Jacob, wasn't
you
there.
There.
Yeah,
it was your brother.
It was Cassidy. Too was
there,
so
yeah. It was Cassidy. It was Sam's little brother and his girlfriend.
Hey, what is it with Jacob's? My brother's name is Jacob.
Yeah,
too,
that's crazy. And so it was Sam, little Jacob, his girlfriend Cassidy, and Julian. They were in one car, and then Annabelle finally got to my house, and she went in my car with Karina and I. And we were driving to the grocery store, which is like 5 minutes from my house. And we were driving, and Annabelle was in the front seat, and she's like, ha, ha, ha. You know, I just love how my family doesn't tell me they're going to Santa Cruz today. I have to find out through social media. And I was like, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, huh? Shot and she fired. Goes, ha, ha, wait, what? And I was like, yeah, like you don't tell us anything as your best friends, and we have to find out through social media what you're doing. And
or through other people.
Yeah, or through other people. And she's like, what are you talking about? And basically, she started crying, which is nothing new to Karina and I at this point.
We were like robots. We were like,
I had no emotions.
Get to the point now.
I honestly had no emotions but anger during that whole period. It was like 3 months of hell. And Sam's like, sorry, guys. But yeah, so that happened. And then at one point, Sam started taking Annabelle's side on things, and he came at Karina and I hella sideways one day.
Worst
decision.
Of my life.
Yeah,
like,
no.
By straight far.
Up. Him and Jacob rolled up, rolled up to Karina's house.
We told them to go away. We told them not to come, and then they still came for some reason.
Just stubborn men. We do what we're told not to do.
But Jacob, what do you?
Rule number one about Emma: don't ever argue with Emma or tell her what to do, because then you'll just get it back 10 times worse.
So what did I do?
Okay, so Jacob and Sam, you know, they don't listen to us because we told them flat out, don't come. We're swimming. We're enjoying our time. Whatever. And they were supposed to be there like 3 hours before. No. But you know what? Do you know what these bitch asses
said,
were
they
doing?
They said, we're almost there. We're like, we'll go back. Turn around.
Yeah. They were at Starbucks with Annabelle when they were supposed to be swimming with us. Yeah. So they finally roll up 3 hours later. Can you tell I have bitterness in my voice still? And so they come into the backyard. They just have this look on their face like they're about to like fight with their words. And I was like, oh, hell no, you're not coming at us sideways right now. And I was like, so where were you? And they were like, oh, we were at Starbucks with Annabelle. And I was like, oh, cool. Did you
have
fun?
Attitude.
Yeah, with attitude. With so much attitude.
I don't have any attitude.
And at first, Jacob, you know, was giving me a little attitude and stuff. But Sam opened his mouth and he's like, you guys just need to get over it. Like, you need to be neutral. He kept saying neutral. And I was like,
be cool, Emma.
I know.
Be cool.
I was just so ready to fight him. And that's when Jacob shut up, because he knew that the way Sam was talking to me wasn't going to win anything.
And he tried to shut me up too, but I didn't. So.
Yeah. And so
lesson learned.
We go back and forth for a while. And, you know, Sam thinks it's okay. And, like, we apologize and hug it out. Oh, yeah, okay. So he leaves, and we don't see or talk to Sam for a whole month after that.
Longer for you.
Yeah, actually. Longer for me, because Karina wanted to make amends with him before I did. And I just being super bitter still inside, like, I just couldn't do it until, like, about a week and a half later.
It was a little while, because I had started the academy. And I remember I was on my way home and I called you.
Yeah.
And I'd really wanted to call you for a while, because it sucks not talking to your best friends, especially for someone as stupid. You know what I mean? Like, it's
you're just being really stupid during that time and not listening to us.
Very, really, a lot stupid.
There you go. Very, really, a lot stupid. Yeah, it was a very intense time for all of us. Karina did make amends with Annabelle.
Well,
tried to, but I think we talked about it after, and we think it was kind of Karina's way of just parting with that friendship.
Yeah, because it didn't really help. It was kind of just like, I tried to get over it, but like what had happened, I just couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't get past it.
Yeah, we didn't speak to Annabelle either for like longer than a month, because she came to us and apologized for everything, but she wasn't taking blame for every single thing that she had done, especially with Sam. Like, we confronted her about Sam.
Like, still.
Yeah, still. You know. So in denial, and that is one thing that I can't stand. People who don't own up to their mistakes. And she just wasn't cutting it for me. And I told her, I was like, I want to see actions from here on out. Words mean nothing. And what does she do? She legit lied to her face that whole conversation. And so that was when I kind of, you know, I was done. I was thrown in the towel. I cannot be friends with someone who lies straight to my face. And she just, I had enough of it. You know, 14 years, you could say that was too long. Like that's so much time to just throw away. But it wasn't me throwing it away. It was me bettering myself. And she was just very toxic to every single one of my friends. And I just couldn't put up with it anymore. And so it was like mid-July. Was it mid-July when we stopped talking to Annabelle, Karina? That conversation?
It was earlier. Because I didn't invite them to the wedding.
So oh, yeah.
It was the end of June.
Yeah, end of June.
Because I remember we had planned to come to my uncle's house for the 4th.
And yeah.
It was just like a few days before that. And
oh, and when we had that argument, we were like, well, I guess we figured out the plans for the 4th of July.
Yep. Yeah, so... So, yeah, it was late June when we stopped talking to Annabelle, and then Sam... Like, right after that, I believe.
It was a week. Like, a week.
We had kind of, like, distanced ourselves. We had kind of distanced ourselves from Annabelle for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of June, because she came to my sister's birthday party, and that was, like, so awkward.
That was so bad.
I couldn't handle it.
That was probably one of the most awkward moments of my life, is watching her walk around the corner. And I was in the position that I was in, and that was still awkward for me.
Yeah, because she texted Karina about coming, and we didn't text back on purpose because we didn't want her there.
I don't know if I told you guys, my phone was upstairs charging. I had 10 missed calls and like a handful of texts. And
she was hoping that her boy was going to get back to her. But at that point, Sam was already getting really irritated with her.
But you know what? It did take me still a while to get so irritated, you know.
To just finally drop and her.
Obviously, like, we no longer talk, like, at all.
Yeah,
so.
None of us. I blocked her on all social media. I'm pretty sure Karina did. Sam, I don't know about you.
No, I did, yeah.
Yeah, Jacob, I don't know what you're doing.
No, I blocked her. She blocked me, too.
So. I'm pretty sure because I had muted or unfollowed you guys on social media.
You flat out unfollowed, like, on everything, like, every platform.
And this is when I knew I wanted to make amends with Sam, is because when I had unfollowed him on all social media, as well as Annabelle actually blocked me on everything, but Sam didn't. And I was like, well, that just shows his character. That shows the type of person he is. Like, even though I was mad and I unfollowed him on all the social media, he was still, like, a man enough and, like, just he cared enough not to do, like, mature enough not to do it back.
And a lot of it too was that I had slowly, actually very quickly, I realized that I was in the wrong. And, you know, I told Jacob too, it wasn't so much that like I didn't want to talk to you guys, that I didn't know how to.
Yeah.
I was afraid to approach it because.
You definitely effed up.
Like major. And I would talk to this dude, like, you know, all the time about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Jacob and Sam were still, of course, buddy-buddy. And Jacob would hear both sides. And, you know, him knowing me so well knew not to stick up for Sam, usually. And he knew and he that Sam was in the wrong.
He told me off about it all the time, to this day. And, you know, it's all good. Lessons learned.
Yeah, so that, you know, we're not friends with Annabelle anymore. And, like, that toxic friendship is out of the way. And honestly, like, as soon as I completely cut her off, cut her out of my life, like, I honestly, a huge weight lifted off my shoulders, because that that friendship, it was no longer a friendship. She was just I'm not even being dramatic, you guys, she is one of the worst people I know. She is very inconsiderate and selfish, and I just can't.
She will run you over with a bus just to
get what she wants. Even if you are her,
that's
quote unquote no,
that's,
best friend.
That's how like it stopped between her and I too, was because just like putting the wrong things like first, I guess.
Yeah,
and
prioritizing.
Like, prioritizing things that are ridiculous and stupid and really just irrelevant,
mm-hmm.
to where, you know, you have somebody that, you know, wants to, you know, be able to care about you and all that, and then you just go and just mess it up, like, really?
Yeah.
And then come back sideways at me, and I'm, you know, I'm the a-hole, you know?
Yeah,
like, what's
it's like
up?
You've been there for her the whole time, and you're getting the backlash of it all.
Actually, that, I'm gonna go ahead and tell how I, something went down with her sister at her house, apartment, whatever, and I, and we're not talking. So what does she do? I get out of class, 4 o'clock on the dot, I get a call. Hey, do you have your dad's truck? No, why? Tells me the situation. It's long story, it's stupid, but her sister needed to get out of there. I drive all the way to South Stockton to get my dad's truck, and I go and I start moving her sister out of this house. And I realize that it's not gonna happen with just one truck. So what do? I call my brother, who's at Cassidy's house in Lodi,
mm-hmm.
and my brother comes, and we move her sister out of that house.
Lodi is like 20, 25 minutes away.
Yeah. We move her out, and I'm stupid Sam, man. I'm serious. I was like, you know what? Let's try to talk it out again, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one of my friends who recently moved to Washington was back in town. It was her birthday, and we were going to it wasn't her birthday. She was just in town, and we were going out to dinner. And I said, I'm going to try to hang out with you later. But if I'm tired, I don't want to. I said that.
Yeah.
And so I go to dinner. I have fun. And what do you know? I'm tired because I wake up at 4:30 in the morning. And it was like 11 o'clock, 10, 11 o'clock. And I was the shitbag. I was the a-hole, you know, for that. And I was like, you know what? I told you. And
she just got so mad at you, even though you told her straight up, I might be asleep.
And it was the same day that I, went completely out of my... We were not friends.
And you still went out of your way
to
help her sister move out of an apartment.
Yeah,
house.
You know, whatever. Somebody needed help, whatever. Oh, well. But yet, I was still...
The bad guy.
And that was it. I was done after that. And we were... Oh, let's talk it out. And I don't want to talk anymore. There's no point. This is stupid.
Yeah.
And the last thing that, you know, one of us said was like, oh, when are we going to talk? I just said, I don't know, just not right now. And that was the end of it. And it's been months.
It's been
now,
months, yeah.
So,
Good
riddance, man.
No,
I love all of you guys here.
Like, I love you guys so much. And, like, I just love having you guys around me, because you guys are the type of people I want just in my life, because I feel like the people around you really shape who you are. And so I definitely want good hearted people. Like, you three are probably the most selfless human beings I've ever met in my life. Like, I love you guys so much. I don't want to talk anymore, because I'm literally going to bawl my eyes out right now. But Like, Karina, you are my sister. You're more than just, like, a best friend. You've been there for me through thick and thin. Like, everything, like, every good memory, Karina is always there. Like, you're in every...
you're gonna make me cry.
No, seriously, you're in every good memory I've had. You guys will seriously put down anything to just be there for me, be there for each other. And that, like, I feel like is so hard to find these days, like, true... honest friends. And like, I definitely hit the jackpot with you three, because like, I have that, and you know, not a lot of people do. So like, I don't know if you want to add anything, but
You know, aside from you three, mm-hmm. I really have just like, you know, one or two people that I
oh,
would say.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you guys know Emmanuel too. Like,
yeah,
guys,
of course. Yeah, can't forget about
yeah, that's
Emmanuel.
And that's a cool part about these three is that you know, me and Emmanuel have been best friends since we were in high school, and we live in the same neighborhood, went out, caused trouble together, and now we're, you know, starting our careers and all that, both going to school. You know, he's still in school. I should have had him listen tonight.
Yeah, that would have been
okay,
awesome. He could have called in, too.
I know, exactly. Okay,
hey,
next time, for
show,
sure.
Next
for
show,
sure. But,
we'll get him on here.
Yeah, Emmanuel is the dude, and we kind of, like, brought him into the group also. And,
yeah.
You know, he has his girlfriend. They've been together for a few years, so he doesn't always, you know, come around like that. But he... is definitely another one of my best friends, and same qualities as these three. And even though I'm just that washed up guy, Sam, and in the year, not even a year yet.
We should do something for our year friendiversary.
Yeah, right? But I've never met people who are as caring and forgiving and just so loyal, you know? I mean, we're like a messed up, dysfunctional family.
No, we are.
And I would not have it any other way. You guys are my favorite people in the world. So, man, Jacob, say something.
Yeah, Jacob, you're so quiet.
No, I agree with Sam.
No, you need to say something nice.
No, I've known Emma since what, freshman year?
Yeah.
I've known Karina since senior year prom.
Since the day he asked me to prom.
And I've known Sam for like a little over a year, and yeah. I've just grown super close to Sam. He's probably one of my, he's my brother. I would die for this dude, and then I would die for Emma, I would die for Karina. You know, you guys are loyal. I love all you guys, so.
I'm just looking forward to the future with these guys right here, you know?
Like, yeah,
it's gonna
definitely.
Be fun.
Because we know no matter what we do, we could seriously sit on a bed and do nothing but just enjoy each other's company and have the time of our lives.
That has happened multiple times.
Like, Karina and Sam will come to my house and bring Popeyes, and we'll just eat in my bed and
biscuits.
Not
yeah.
after, you know, but she has to spill something on herself first.
Oh, like, yeah, she spilled honey all over herself before she got to my
house.
And
all over my car.
The person who said she hated honey with biscuits ended up being addicted to it.
Yeah.
What's new? But yeah, I love you guys so much, and I appreciate you guys driving an hour, well, more than an hour and a half because of traffic.
Sorry we're late.
Yeah, it's okay. Nothing new to me.
Oh.
But yeah, I appreciate you guys being on my show, and I hope you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it very much.
It was really fun, actually.
This
was I was
super
nervous,
fun.
But
and are we going to come back?
Absolutely.
Please come back. This is my sixth one. I have two after this one. So... yeah, you guys should definitely be on.
At least one
more.
For sure.
We got to dig a little deeper into these.
Maybe both.
Maybe both.
This is, like, interesting.
No, it's so interesting.
Cool.
And who knows? Like, I feel like a lot will happen from here until my next show. So we could update whoever's listening out there. But thank you guys so much for listening in. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody. And this is awkward. I'm a motherfucking star boy. Every day a nigga try to test me, yeah. Every day a nigga try to end me, yeah. Pull up in that roadster SV, yeah. Pockets overweight, getting hefty, yeah. Coming for the king, that's a far cry. Peace. 20 racks a table come from Ebony.
kill any pain.